Okay. You guys ready? Okay. Even though I can't see through the pain.
I can't see through the pain.
Through the fear.
Through the fear.
Cannot accept reality. Oh, and I'm familiar with that. I feel beaten up. Blindsided. Slapped.
Punched.
Kicked while I'm down. By reality.
By reality.
And it's not true.
It's not true.
It's not personal.
It's not personal.
There's nothing I could have done. To have this turn out differently. Because if I could have.
I would have.
It's only my opinion.
That it's bad.
That it's wrong. It may be just the right thing.
For my grandbabies.
For my son.
For his community.
For their future.
I have no idea.
I'm only really clear.
It's not my preference.
I don't like it.
I wish it was different.
I feel bad.
Because I'm believing.
I'm experiencing.
I'm finding myself.
Very attached.
To the familiar frequency.
A powerlessness.
And it's not true.
I'm not the one going to prison.
I am not powerless.
I am free.
To comfort my grandchildren.
To send love and light.
Power.
The power of a mother's love.
To my son anywhere.
Whether he can see it.
Hear it.
Feel it.
Or even receive it.
It doesn't matter.
My love.
For all children.
And their children.
And the children after that.
Is bigger.
Than any painful reality. That I've experienced.
Otherwise,
I'd be done already.
The truth is my love.
My desire.
For peace and well-being.
Is much bigger than any reality.
Of prison.
It's not my preference.
I don't like it at all.
I'm never gonna like it. I feel like it's a waste.
A horrible waste.
Of opportunity.
Of time.
Of what could be.
And that's not mine to fix. It's not mine.
To undo.
To change.
It is mine.
To accept with grace.
I don't want to do that.
I'm much more familiar.
With the frequency.
The vibration.
The powerlessness.
And maybe this time it's not just me.
Maybe it's the powerlessness my son feels.
Every young man.
Abandoning his children.
Maybe I'm just tuning in.
To powerlessness.
That exists in prisons.
All over the world.
I want my power back.
Oh, I would stay in this frequency.
If it protected my grandbabies.
My son.
Anyone's future.
But it doesn't.
This vibration.
This knowing of powerlessness.
Has existed long before me.
And will continue to exist.
Long after I've left this body.
So maybe I want to play a different game.
Maybe I want to be the light.
In the darkness.
Maybe I want to hold.
The frequency.
The resonance.
Of grace.
Of peace.
Of power.
When reality reality.
Looks like there is none.
Looks like there is none.
Maybe I don't agree.
Maybe I don't agree.
To stay in this frequency.
To stay in this frequency.
This habit of emotion.
This habit of emotion.
This habit of old story.
This habit of old stories.
Maybe I could let go.
Maybe I could let go.
It's his turn to feel powerless.
It's his turn to feel powerless.
And I hope this time.
And I hope this time.
He feels it so thoroughly.
So powerfully.
That he chooses something different. But it's not really my choice. I'm not going to prison. And yet I have the same choice. I can suffer.
I can suffer.
I can be locked in.
Locked down.
With mental suffering. Emotional suffering. I can imprison myself.
Very easily.
Or. I can feel it.
Know it.
And choose something different.
Energetically.
Paving the way.
So that my son.
Might follow. The energetic path.
When it's his turn.
More easily.
Maybe even.
Before he's released.
And maybe.
My resonance.
Will allow my grandchildren.
To know personal power.
Without believing.
They're victimized.
By reality.
Just because none of us like it.
I see my grandchildren as perfect.
I don't see them.
As imprisoned too.
Maybe I did. I really want to let that go.
I desire.
To remember.
Who I am.
Where I am.
What's mine.
And what is not mine.
And I want to take all resonance.
And get really clear.
What kind of energetic trail?
Do I want to leave?
From my lifetime here.
I want to remember. It is good.
It is good.
It is right.
It is appropriate.
And it is becoming.
Very empowering.
To be me.
Okay, pick one.